This is a comic commentary for Resident Evil Outtake, which is comic number 65 on onozumi.com. O-N-E-Z-U-M-I is how you spell it, in case this thing becomes detached. Okay. Well, this one is obviously about Resident Evil. And I did this one because it is one of Harknell's favorite games to play. And I suck at playing Resident Evil. I die a lot. So I usually watch Harknell play the game. And the problem, I think, is that I started playing this game with Resident Evil 3. And one of the things I cannot stand in games, and this is just a personal thing, I don't like games where something is chasing me. And I can deal with it if it happens for a short period of time, but if it happens for most of the game, which is the case of that, it kind of gets on my nerves, because I like being able to explore things without worrying about, like, you know, somebody jumping out of the wall and being like, surprise, cockface, I'm going to, like, grab you now. And a glitch in Resident Evil 3 is that dodging is actually quite hard to do, so you pretty much always get fucked up whenever the dude jumps out at you. But, you know, it was a fun game. I just, you know, I'm just not very good at it. So I watched Harknell play it through.
Yeah, I pretty much played most of the Resident Evil games. And this particular one, actually, the joke in Resident Evil Outtake is we redid this one right after we went out and got Resident Evil Online, the first one.
Yeah, I think, did I get that for you? I think
yeah, you bought it. You bought it for me as a present.
And this, I would have to say, this is something like, if you had to describe how do I see the world, this is dead on how I see the world with everything. Like the story that happens in my head. I mean, one of my favorite pictures is that picture you have on the wall of these hedgehogs sitting up at tea.
At a table, eating
English tea. Yeah. I love like goofy, like, let us have tea now, you know, with cute little animals. So there's also a hedgehog that appears later or earlier, I don't know, in the comic that I put in. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is completely like, if you want to analyze me, this is it.
Well, this is kind of amusing because it's basically the riff in the comic basically starts off, because if you've never played the Resident Evil Online, the first game, it starts off with all the characters that you can play in this bar in Raccoon City. And then the first zombie kind of plops in, and then it's like, oh my God, it's a zombie, this whole thing, and everybody freaks out. So like the first panel of the comic is kind of almost like exactly how the actual game starts off, with a zombie kind of coming in. It's like, oh no, it's a zombie. But, you know, suddenly out of the blue, you sort of see how things turn out with Onizumi as opposed to how it would be in the game, where, you know, you're getting chased around by it. Obviously, the next thing you know, it's suddenly a tea party.
Yeah, I mean, Resident Evil Online was actually, from what I remember, it was pretty terrible.
Well,
at least for the way that I like to play and the way you like to play. Honestly, okay, I liked it, except for something that kind of destroyed it for me is I didn't like that you couldn't speak with other people. So you'd have, it was almost like playing a game with people that were like brain dead, because you'd see like one person trying to make their character do all these gestures, like, and making sounds like, because you could only like have the character do basic things.
You could have text things, but you couldn't actually type it in. They were all preset, so you could choose from, like, a certain number of them.
It's like, you know, you keep telling, come over here. It's like, where's here? I don't even see you. Where the fuck is your character?
Yeah.
Like, it was just irritating. Like, yeah, if you could actually have had, like, TeamSpeak on this, it would have been a great game. Yeah, but, well, I mean, it just ruined it.
It's a PlayStation 2 game, and they really didn't have an online strategy for it.
Yeah.
The real problem for me for the game was they arbitrarily decided to create circumstances that forced you to play with other people. And they're not from the actual game series. And the thing that was the primary thing was, if you got knocked down, you could have a large amount of life left, but someone had to pick you up off the floor. So you would end up wallowing on the floor and just dying, because if one of the zombies happened to knock you over, you needed someone to basically get you up. And the really, it was just an annoying mechanic, and I kind of gave up, honestly.
Yeah, I think you only played it like 10 times or something.
I played it a number of times, and I made it through the first scenario, and then it just wasn't fun. It didn't play like a Resident Evil game. Like, they basically, they made it impossible for you to possibly make it through the whole game just playing yourself.
I hate that.
And the like, if you played by yourself with the two drones that you could choose to play with you, like the fake characters, they were brain dead. Like, they would.
Yeah, they were the AI.
I swear, I think the last time I played it, all three of the characters, myself and the other two drones, were all wallowing on the ground next to each other. It was amusing. We're all like undulating on the ground because we, you know, obviously the whole thing had gone bad. And then we all just like promptly like blah, dead.
Well, it's almost like this game kind of reminded me of like what you might see on a show like The Office, which is like, you know, a comedy based on corporate America or corporate England originally. But, you know, like the team building seminars that they make you go to, it's like, fall backward and your coworker will catch you, you know, and I'm just like, fuck this. You know, I hate this shit. Whenever any of the companies I've worked for have made me go on these team building seminars, I mean, I think I would have like more fun, like crapping myself, because it's not fun. It's stupid. And I'm just like, this is like Resident Evil team building scenario. I don't want to trust these other people that I've never met before. And I want to play the game myself. That's why I never really got past a certain point in Warcraft, because you have to do the raid parties. And I really don't want to.
They changed it recently.
They
but
did?
Yeah, you don't really have to do that anymore.
Then I might start playing again.
Actually, yeah. A lot of the most powerful creatures that would kick your ass in the regular world, like, they're all normal now. So they actually have made it a lot easier for you to solo up until about 60 if you really want to. I mean, I did it anyway with the Harknell character, but you can actually way easier do it now.
Yeah, because I used to hear like people like, oh, I need to do this, but my raid party hasn't logged on, and it's so annoying because I want to play. I'm like, if I want to play a game, games are not serious business for me. Games are something that should be fun. So if I want to play, I want to play when I want to play, and I want to log off, and I don't want to have to worry about saying, goodbye, I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. I ain't going to be here tomorrow at 4 p.m. I don't know what my day is going to be like tomorrow, depending on how much work I get done.
Yeah, well, that was part of the reason why Sucksores United,
our guild,
I mean, there's definitely a few people who still play, you know, as those characters, but because, you know, it's hard for us to schedule a time every week, you know, it sort of went vloop a little bit. But going back to Resident Evil for a second, I think it would be really awesome if they went with Resident Evil, even if they went with the Resident Evil 4 style, where you're like running around kind of behind your character's back. If they could integrate an online thing where you could actually team speak, talk, and be able to run around and do all that sort of stuff. Maybe like the Wii, even like a Wii version of that, where you could have a few people like playing the different characters, like in a scenario. That would be awesome. But unfortunately, that wasn't Resident Evil Online. It was kind of it was a valiant attempt, but it really, they didn't quite have the technology up to do it. But one thing I definitely wanted to mention about this comic, which I think makes it beyond the fact that a lot of people like this comic, and a lot of people have actually told us that this, in many ways, is what they when they think about Onizumi in terms of like the way the comic ends up, like the humor, they really like this one as an example that they show their friends. And actually, we use this one a lot when we do promotional stuff. We've printed it out and put it on flyers and stuff. But one of the things that I like about it is it shows one of the seemingly undercurrent things that happens, which is, you know, the situation starts off, there's a malevolent situation, but for some reason, the characters that are potentially malevolent end up being friends with or somehow being tamed, so to speak, by Onizumi. Like, there's definitely something going on there with Onizumi. Like, why does this happen? What's her power to compel people to do this? And I think one of the themes you can kind of look at might be thinking about what characters, also other characters, what's going on with them? Is this same thing happening? So it's almost like a little bit of a hint almost with this comic that there's definitely something along those lines. At least that's, you know, I think how the interpretation has gone down amongst the different people I've talked to.
Well, you know, because you know what I'm writing, because you know what I've written for the next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I said, other people have talked about this comic with us and really like it. So that's basically quite a bit about, you know, where we came from with it. You know, and the whole concept of where it came from and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Because we love Resident Evil, and they better do a good job of Resident Evil 5 or I'll be pissed.
You didn't like 4, did you?
Well, 4 was tough. I didn't like the GameCube version.
Well, we couldn't get past the fucking first level.
The problem with that game was the GameCube version, there was no way using that controller I would have ever done it. I don't have the thumb dexterity to use a thumbstick to aim on the screen. I've never been able to do that kind of crap. That's why I never play console games.
I don't even understand how
console
first
person shooter games that require to use a thumbstick to aim your gun reticle never worked. I can't do it. I don't have that kind of dexterity. So the GameCube original version was right out. I saw Shadowboxer actually had it. He brought it over to show me one point because he knew I was a Resident Evil fan. And it actually did more to dissuade me from ever playing it. So I gave up on it. Then, of course, the PlayStation 2 version, which, forget that. That was crap, too. The same kind of stuff. Finally, they came out with the Wii version. So we bought that when we got the Wii. And I'll be honest with you. I was this close to giving up on that, too. Because that first level
you did give up on it. Because, basically, we had to get a cheat code to get past the first level. Which is insane. Because, I mean, you're not a bad player of games. You're a pretty good gamer.
Yeah.
And if someone like you can't get past the first level, there's a problem with how that game was made.
The real problem was they ramp up. The problem was two things. One, they make it appear that you have to race around that first level, and without knowing that you really just have to kill a set number of people, it you feel like you're going to get destroyed constantly. You don't have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, also, it's a huge barrier to entry to any, like, if this was your first Resident Evil game or your first game of this genre you picked up, you'd be like, this sucks, and you would never play another Resident Evil game or another fighting game.
One of the major things is your control scheme, where you have to kind of look up and down to use the knife to slash and all that, gets out of control, because you can, like, before you have enough experience to control it, you oversteer like crazy. Like, you're suddenly looking at the sky or looking at your feet, and then suddenly you're getting beat to hell by the zombie. Well, they're not zombies, but getting beat to hell by the parasite people. And you're just like, what the hell? I can't play this. I'm getting killed constantly. Like, I keep... The number of times I had to redo that first section before, quite frankly, I said, screw it. I went out, found one of those online gamefacts.com, went there, and I downloaded some of the save games where they unlock the whole darn thing. And basically, you play it a second time through and you actually start off with some real damn weapons. And you know what? I really don't feel bad, because let's be honest here. He would not have gone in there with some dinky-ass gun with, like, 5 shots. He would have gone in there with the damn rifle, machine gun, shotgun, you know, magnum. He would have been kicking people's asses. He's trying to get the damn president's daughter. He ain't going in there like some jerk. So I didn't feel so bad.
Oh, you mean he's not going to come in there with a pair of scissors and, like, some tape and a stapler?
Yeah, glue. Please, let me use this glue.
He's going to get the president's daughter that way. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Hold on, let me stab you with this little bent out, like, paper clip.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's just, and I have to say, this is why, like, when I was younger, I played games a lot. Before it was, like, cool to play games, when it was, like, you got made fun of for playing games, at least in my school I got made fun of for it, I played games all the time. The problem is, now games are so hard out of the box that you can't learn how to play the game. You have to be, like, somebody who has no life and plays all the time, or you just have to be, like, really good in a way that I'm not. You know, I guess some people could just jump on it and be good at it, but, I mean, most people are not... you know, professional gamers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the type of person that can grasp that. I mean, if I had played one of my favorite games, it's an old one, the Streets of Rage.
Mm.
If I couldn't get past the first frame after like two
You'd
or three
be playing
tries,
the game, I never would. Battletoads, if that was true.
Oh, actually, see, this is Battletoads is a weird aberration for me, because it is one of my favorite games of all time. But it is impossible to get past level 3 or 4.
Yeah, that was just impossible. But
and how I know this is I actually had an emulation of this game, and I played it with save state. And what was it? Level 10, I think?
No, I think it's literally level... it's the third major stage.
There's a cavern one. There's the third one, which is the obstacle course with the bikes. That one's really hard, but you can if you literally play it and play it and play it and play it, you can get past that. I have gotten past that barely, and then I immediately die in the next one. But with the save state, I got past that pretty far, and I got to almost the end of the game, and there's this one level where you have to fall down this chasm that's a maze, and there's a boulder or something chasing you. And I swear to God, with save state and with every cheat enabled that I could, I was unable to beat this level. Now, that's like saying Jesus Christ can't beat this game. So that's a problem. But, I mean, I don't know. For me, that was fun because I could actually get pretty far and I actually saw progress. But I did eventually drop that game. But, I mean, a lot of modern games are that hard out of the box, in my perception.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're definitely the idea of ramping up difficulty to a ridiculous degree is something that, unfortunately, gets people thinking, oh, that brings people to play it again. But basically, as most people really do it, if you get too frustrated, you just give up.
Games should be fun. They shouldn't be work.
Yeah, they shouldn't be work. But anyway, so that's basically what happened with Resident Evil 4. And I'm hoping Resident Evil 5 manages to keep the thing going in the right direction.
I should probably get Umbrella Chronicles for you when I get paid.
Yeah, we'll try to get that one too. So that would be a fun
I'll
game.
Be getting it for you because you do so much.
Well, that's
for
a light
me,
gun
game, Mr. Harkness. I spoil you.
Yeah, that's a gun game thing. But anyway, so that's basically what I think. You know, you can kind of get an idea about where we were going with this comic. So,
yep.
All right. So that's cool. So that's the end of the Resident Evil Outtake commentary.